The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses that gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, what happens when a person makes the decision that they're going to start going to daily Mass, or they're going to start spending more time in adoration? Almost always, they notice a silencing of their passions. Their appetites are satisfied. You know, and oftentimes, you know, they make that decision, whenever all of us made that decision, okay, I'm going to start going to daily Mass. And normally a few months go by and all of a sudden we realize, oh my gosh, I'm not given into those things that I was a few months ago. Right? I am able to keep my passions under control. And if our relationship with the Eucharist continues to deepen, we are more and more set free. Because our Lord has given us the bread, His very self, that fills our every hunger and satisfies our thirsts. Sometimes we ask ourselves, you know, if I had lived in the time that our Lord Jesus Christ was walking on the earth, what would I have been like? What would my relationship to Him have been? It would probably have been very similar to the relationship that you currently have with the Holy Eucharist. Because the Eucharist is Jesus. And that relationship can forever deepen. And this is why at one time in life a person can say, "I go to Sunday Mass because I have faith that the Eucharist is Jesus Christ." And a little later that same person can say, "I go to daily Mass because I believe the Eucharist is Jesus Christ." And then I've started to go to adoration once a week. I stop by the chapel as often as I can. I think of someone like St. Jose Maria Escrivá, who got to the point where he would say, "I spend the first half of my day in thanksgiving for the Eucharist I received that morning, and the last half of the day in preparation for the Eucharist that I'm going to receive tomorrow morning." And when he would go to sleep at night, the last thing he would do spiritually, in his heart, in his mind, he would visit the tabernacle of every house that he had founded all over the world to say goodnight to our Lord. And then he would end by saying, "Jesus, I can't wait to receive you tomorrow." Let us ask for the grace that our relationship with the Eucharist will deepen every day of our lives, that we will have a greater faith in the reality of our Lord's true presence in the Blessed Sacrament, so that He will set us totally free.